A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. Blessed are you, daughter by the Most High God, above all other women on earth, and blessed be the Lord God, the Creator of heaven and earth, under whose guidance you averted our ruin, walking uprightly before the Lord. Beautiful words stir my heart. I will recite a lovely poem about the king, for my tongue is like the pen of a skillful poet. You are the most handsome of all. Gracious words stream from your lips. God himself has blessed you forever. Put on your sword, O mighty warrior. You are so glorious, so majestic. In your majesty, ride out to victory, defending truth, humility, and justice. Go forth to perform awe-inspiring deeds. Your arrows are sharp, piercing your enemies' hearts. The nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. You rule with a scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than on anyone else. Myrrh, aloes, and acacia perfume your robes. In ivory palaces, the music of strings entertains you. King's daughters are among your noble women. At your right side stands the queen, wearing jewelry of finest gold from Ophir. Listen to me, O royal daughter. Take to heart what I say. Forget your people and your family far away, for your royal husband delights in your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The princess of Tyre will shower you with gifts. The wealthy will beg your favor. The bride, a princess, looks gorgeous in her golden crown. In her beautiful robes, she is led to the king, accompanied by her bridesmaids. What a joyful and enthusiastic procession as they enter the king's palace. Your sons will become kings like their father. You will make them rulers over many lands. I will bring honor to your name in every generation. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. Mary, having entered heaven in soul and body, is greeted with the joyful exultation of the heavenly court. As mother of the king, she takes her rightful place as queen of heaven, and is crowned with the brightest crown of glory which God has prepared for her from all eternity. For through a singular grace and privilege, she became the immaculate mother of the eternal Son. Having thus lived as the faithful daughter of God the Father, mother of God the Son, and spouse of God the Holy Spirit, Mary became an integral part in communicating the Most Holy Trinity to humanity. In the words of her Magnificat, all generations will call her blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for her in remembrance of his mercy. And now, as she enjoys the full vision of Christ's redeeming work, she is the patron saint of all humanity. May we be always found faithful in our devotedness to the Queen of Heaven, supported by her constant prayers, and encouraged by the many graces God dispenses through Mary's hands. Let us pray. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Gaudentum.